Blog Talk Radio.
Something happened to me last Thursday when I was driving home. I had a couple of miles to go. I looked up and saw a glowing orange object in the sky to the east. It was moving very irregularly. Suddenly, there was intense light all around me. When I came to it,
welcome, Strange Friends, Secret Universe. Got a great show tonight. We're talking about the infinite wisdom of the cosmic records. And I'm joined by Lisa Barnett. Hey, Lisa, how's your night?
It's fabulous, Lauren. I'm excited to be here and to, you know, share the infinite wisdom with a bunch of more people. It's quite a joy, I have to say.
Well, as I was looking at the itinerary, there's many things that we could discuss in the Akashic Records that can go with everyday life. So I was thinking about the right topic that we could discuss tonight, and it's all up in the air. So it's basically whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay. Well, you know, what I love to kind of jump into is really sharing in some ways, you know, the Akashic Records are this really esoteric information, and I know you've talked more about the records. The interesting thing is it seems to be the hot topic of the year. I literally just, you know, sold over 300 books in the last 2 or 3 days, so I'm blown away considering
can I say this with that comment? Whenever I posted, please check out Lisa's book on Amazon, it was out of stock.
It has been out of stock since, like, Monday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's even better than new pages. Then I guess new page is going to be sold out next, right?
Absolutely. I said to them, it was pretty funny because I said to them, I am doing a huge, huge email, you know, blitz, because I get that people care. People realize this is like this super high vibrational energy. I'm going to say, you know, it's part of Source. And so how much higher energy can you get than Source, right? So you know, it's phenomenal because not only is it, you know, you said the word rocket a few minutes ago, and it's like, to me, when I look at the records, it's like taking a rocket to the moon. So I get to hang out in really the void is really where the Akashic Records are stored, in the infinite void of the all. And from that place, when we look at our little lives, we get a completely different perspective. So it just pulls us out of all of our stories and all of our drama and all of the, you know, day-to-day crap that we get stuck in all the time, right? And all of a sudden, we can see our lives from the perspective of being these big, ancient, wise souls who made a choice to come here and do a bunch of things. And that doesn't mean that the things are easy or always fun, but they're choices we've made because either we want to learn, we want to grow, we want to do something, we want to help, you know, people.
Or we want to take that next step, or we want to take that next step in our lives to better to reach our goals. You know, because everybody has that dream, and everybody is so scared to reach that dream, Lisa. And that's what really bothers me.
Yeah, yeah. So to me, this access, because a lot of people, you know, over time have said to me, like, oh, the Akashic Records, isn't that just like about past lives? You know, I don't really care about my past lives. But I'm like, no, it is recording of everything from this second back through millennium. You are an ancient soul. You've lived here 500, 600, 700 lifetimes just on planet Earth. That's
Whoa.
Not including other planets, other planes, other dimensions.
That's right. That's right. You know, and what's crazy about that is a lot of people think, Lisa, that we live in only this time right now, but we're living through our family and their generations and their generations and their generations. It goes right back to the source.
Right, right, right. And it's true. It's like all the ancestral energy, all of our genetic energy, all the karma we have. You know, it's pretty fascinating because when we decide to come in each lifetime, we literally make a plan. And so we really have to kind of step up and own the fact that the lives that we have were partly planned. I don't believe in predestination. But I do believe that we wrote soul contracts, that we have karma to finish, we have vows we want to finish, we want to support people, we want to learn stuff. I mean, we come in to do a boatload of stuff, you know?
Of course. Well, it's just like, you know, for instance, I hate bringing it up about, I don't want to make it all about me, but like, I was a musician all my life, Lisa. I was a musician all my life, and I started this little crazy band, and I took it as far as I wanted to. But, you know, whenever I stopped that and do what I'm doing now is I made that transition. And that's what's really important. And a lot of people can't ever make that transition. They're stuck on one thing.
Right, and
enough to make that.
You must have had a strong calling to make that kind of transition, right? And so, you know,
yes, ma'am.
Similarly, I was in advertising for, you know, 15 years before I really had such a strong calling to go back into really kind of the spiritual world and to become the healer that I really came to be. And you know, the fascinating thing about the Akashic Records is that each person has their very own library. And not only do you have a library full of thousands of books from thousands and thousands of lifetimes, you have your very own librarians, which means you have beings of light that are just waiting to help you and, you know, support you and hold you in this divine energy and in the light and the love of the truth of who you are. And so when we literally start working in our Akashic Records, and that's to me the big deal, is that like anything that's transformational, you know, it's work. We got to do it, right? It's not a magic bullet. You know,
you can learn to open your records. We talk about this action plan, but it goes more than just an action plan. It goes to, you know, the stem of our own brain of trying to, hey, this is what I want to do in life. This is what I want to succeed in. While people don't have that drive like I've had, but that's how I was able to make that transition. You know, and it's very important for my listeners at home and everybody to know that they are able to do anything they ever want to if that drive is there, if that passion in their heart is there.
You know, and I think that's like the big trick, right, is to find the drive, to find that passion for you. And so a lot of us get so shut down, you know, at an early age. We really came to do so much clearing and finishing of karma and different things that, you know, we kind of close ourselves down. And when we can open ourselves up again to our own intuition, literally when you can learn to access your own Akashic Records and have long conversations with these librarians, these beings of light that keep your records, they can say, this is what you came to do. This is your sole purpose. This is what you want to finish, learn, how you want to grow. This is your passion. So when I finally started talking to my Akashic Masters, they weirdly said to me, you came to bring the Akashic Records back to the world. And I said, what are you, nuts? You know? I always say, you know, I'm just, I had three small kids, literally. I had twins and a their brother was,
I'm a twin.
You know, a year
I'm
older.
A twin.
Oh,
I'm
are
a
you
twin,
really?
Lisa. Yes,
oh,
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
His name is Preston Hatfield. He joined me a couple weeks ago. But, yeah, that's my twin. Yeah, we were born 10 minutes apart. He uses that 10 minutes as it's 10 years because he's always the older twin.
That's so funny because mine are only 2 minutes apart and they act the same way. You're like, what?
A lot of competition. A lot of competition between the twins. I can say that right now. I can. A lot of competition.
Oh, funny. Yeah. But, you know, so I have three babies, and the Akashic Masters are saying, you're supposed to bring the Akashic Records back to the world because it's time. And I'm like, you're nuts, really? You know, but I listened and took baby steps, and that's part of the point, is that when you start accessing your records and going for this kind of divine guidance, you know, you don't have to leap out there. I didn't go out there and publish a book 20 years ago. It's been a long time coming. I did Akashic Record readings. I started, you know, became a teacher. I taught classes for years, you know, until the Akashic Masters literally said to me, it's time to write this book. And I said, I'm too busy. How am I supposed to do that? And they actually told me exactly how. They said, do this, call this person, get this edited. And within a month, I had this book in a book contest. And here's the wild thing, and this is like kind of the big point, because when you actually are on your soul path and you listen and let this divine guidance come through you, I put this book in a book contest that I won. Out of about 350 entries, I won.
Get out of town.
One, yes, first prize, which was an agent. I won an agent who got me a publishing contract. So
that's
how wild is that?
Hey, you must have obviously had something great to bring to the picture in the forefront. That's
apparently
amazing.
That's what
it really is. That's amazing,
think.
Lisa. Well, see, here's the thing. Here's the thing that you mentioned, though. We're talking about that intuitive voice. We have to go by that, because let me just use myself as an example. Every time I've ever spoke against my own grain, a word that said, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that, maybe you should do this, maybe you should. Every time I've ever went against my own voice, I've had to pay the ultimate sacrifice, the ultimate price. So,
yeah,
you know, it's
yeah.
very important to listen to that small little voice. I mean, a lot of people might just brush it off, but that is the awakening of your third eye. And just not only that, but the whole perception of learning who you are, where you come from, and where you're going in this life.
Absolutely, you know, and so sadly, most of us just kind of go with the piece that is, you know, gosh, I'll try not to fall down that hole. But most of us don't follow and climb to the top of the mountain. We're good at kind of like steering clear of the, you know, the big collision or that big hole in the ground.
Yeah,
but
or like. Yeah, or like staying at the base of a mountain and not waiting for the volcano, just living there, being happy there, being happy at that one spot. And you know, just as much as I do, Lisa, you've got to move beyond that.
Right, right. So to me, this is kind of the point, is that here is this tool, which is a phenomenal tool. And so, of course, there's tons of tools and there are tons of things that you can learn and do and, you know, everything in the world. But what I found, and I was literally started studying somewhere where, you know, 50, well, maybe only 40 years ago. Okay, we'll go 40. literally, I was a minor in philosophy in college, and literally started studying, you know, at 14, started reading Carlos Castaneda, Journeys Out of the Body by Robert Monroe, and literally, you know, kind of started studying all this esoteric stuff all these years ago. And it wasn't until I actually started to access the Akashic Records that completely shifted my life. I mean, I was a psychic, I was an intuitive, I was an energy healer, but when I would go into the Akashic Records and ask for information for myself or for clients, like I said, it was like being on the moon. I was rocketed into outer space where I could see this huge, huge picture. I could see the past lives that were blocking people. I could see the soul contracts with different family members and different people in the world.
So important. That is so important. You know, it's just like you're pretty much seeing not only what was, but what is now and what's to become. And that's very powerful, Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that's it. What is our soul plan? What the heck was our soul thinking? Is what I'm always feeling like, really?
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Because like I say, you know, it isn't always fun. I mean, people take on some pretty big soul contracts to shift some big energies in the world. And you know, it may seem like a big sacrifice. But if you can see it from the place of the soul, where this big, ancient, wise soul that knows it will never die says, okay, I will go and be part of this, whatever it is, you know, drama, part of this earthquake where we will bring in a lot of light and help and support. And I may die, but that's okay because that's a flash in the pan and I'll just come right back again. So even these kind of big traumas in the world, often when we look at them and ask about them in the Akashic Records, they make so much sense. They lose that kind of the trauma. Of course, it may be really sad, and us humans that are still here, you know, feel sad, and maybe sometimes in our hearts are broken if when we lose someone we really love. But when we see the bigger picture of what that soul was choosing and why, it makes sense to our logical mind. We can go, oh, I get it. Sure. You know, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so,
and it all makes it's kind of like a path that is, it's like an imaginary line that gets drawn of who's coming in contact with each other's lives and how this person could be either good or bad. You know, it's just the thing about it is having these dreams, having these thoughts, and making something of it, of going and asking these questions of Akasha, you know, and it's just very powerful. It really is. And, you know, I want just, how could anybody tonight, Lisa, that wants to dabble into this and get tuned in, what's your best advice from this point right now?
Well, let's see. You know what? Lauren, I'm going to have to say that they should get my book, The Infinite Wisdom of the Akashic Records, because really
it
is a how-to book.
Got it right here. It's an awesome book. It is. I have it right in front of me. And, you know, the way, from what I've skimmed through it, it is really telling people of how to take these steps into reaching that higher enlightenment. But not only that, but reaching into themselves and what they are really going to be and do with themselves to make their life the best that they can.
Yeah, you know, the Akashic Masters have are here to support us, are here to support humanity. And, of course, like I said, you've got your very own Akashic, you know, record keepers, masters, teachers, the beings of light. They're here to support you, Lauren, right? I have my very own. Each listener has their own system, their library, their librarians, their beings of light. And what they've given us is this kind of linear, simple, five-step system, so that it's not like some weird mystery. You don't have to meditate for, you know, 5 hours to try and get into the records. You don't have to be a vegetarian. You don't have to do yoga,
right?
Or put
too much effort into something whenever you need to let the natural ability flow. Am I right,
mm-hmm.
Lisa?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've got a great caller. They've been holding on for 25 minutes. I want to let them. They got a question for you, I guess. Let me see what they want, Lisa.
Okay, sure.
Hey, you're on Strange Shrine Secret Universe. Do you have a question for Lisa?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
It's actually great talking to you. I heard you yesterday, or a couple of days ago, on another previous broadcast of some other show, and I'm like, and I've been listening to the recording, and I've never felt anything quite like that before. It's really cool, and I guess I'm kind of curious on how does the meditations work when you, is it the meditations, or, because I'm curious.
I think that what she's trying to ask is
how are we able
to open up to these, these people that's able to answer these questions. I hate to talk over anybody, but I think that's what she's saying.
One more thing.
Uh-huh. It's like, are you doing a transmission? Because when we have a release, do you know what I mean? Or are you just doing the prayer?
Okay, so you've heard me on some shows. I do a lot of different healing on different shows, Lauren, because sometimes I'm on these telesummits that are like an hour and a half,
so
2 hours.
Hey, you know, so much. Sometimes you got so much time to work with, and then, you know.
Right. So I do a lot of healing. Really, it is an energy transmission from the Akashic Lords and Masters that I really channel through to clear energy around some old karma and contracts. But when I teach students, and in my book, it's in the book, I use what I call sacred vibrational keys to open the Akashic record. So it only takes one sacred prayer, which acts as a vibrational key to shift you energetically into this vibration of the Akashic field. And so literally in the book, I give you step-by-step. Like I say, it's a simple five-step program, and the first step is basically you're setting an intention, one. Two, you're saying the vibrational prayer. Three, you're asking your librarian some questions, and you're starting to get answers. And then
four
and five are literally about kind of closing the records and feeling complete and safe. So it's really an opening.
But do you think that, but there's a ledger there where we're able to write our own future too.
So this is what I would say about the future, Lauren, is that nothing is written in stone, not the past and not the future. So
that's right.
It's all honestly happening at the same time. What I see is I can go into past lives and clear and release old pain and trauma from people's past lives, and they feel it in this moment. So obviously nothing, that's not written either. And so the future isn't. Now, to me, the future energy is more about setting intentions and actually setting a course, finding and getting on that path that's going to lead from here out that door and up that mountain. So it's finding
your path.
Well, to
meet the goals that you want to make. That's right. Find the goals that, hey, you know, they say the old saying, get in where you fit in.
So Lisa in the book, so if I, like, you set the goal of writing, you know, the Akasha came to you and said, you need to write this book. So you set the intention to write the book, and everything was navigated to you to execute the book. So the book will help me do this as well?
Yes. The my Akashic Masters, but no, so my, of course, I found out about 20 years ago what my soul purpose was about, and it was literally bringing this information. So when they said it's time to write an Akashic book, and I said, how? And they said, transcribe your class and call this person and have her edit it, you know, and I was like, oh, well, that's simple, okay. No big drama, you know. Everything was perfect. But there's a couple of things about this work can support you in writing your own book, being more creative. Because, again, when we start to open our records and work in the energy, and I'm going to say work in the energy because it may not happen the first day. I suggest to most of my students, open your records every day for at least a month, get strong, get solid, get a lot of information, really start channeling this information. And there's lots of healing prayers in the book also to help heal and clear old energy. But you can open your records and ask your own Akashic keepers, your librarians, your beings of light to help you to write a book if that's part of your soul path, or write a song, or paint a,
right,
you know,
but
painting,
you know,
whatever it is.
Let's just face it. Let's face it, Lisa. We all have hang-ups in our life. I know I do. I know the guest just called in that does. I know that you do. We all have these hang-ups in life of thinking that we cannot get to our main objective. You know, and that's just really important of how the Akashic Records can tune in to where we might be going, and that we are writing the rest of it. They can only, yeah, it's just like you can get us so far, but we, as individual, as in that higher enlightened spirit, we have to take that next step for ourselves.
Absolutely, always. We are, we come here to planet Earth because we love having free will. So nothing,
right,
like I say, is written in stone. We are making choices. We as souls make a plan. We lay out a plan for our lives. But again, it's us. It's us as a soul. And then we come
that's
in a
it
body and we forget. So then we're like,
we
who
can't
the heck
have
did
nothing
this to me?
That's right. Lisa, but you know, the main thing is it's not going to be given to us. We've got to search for it. We've got to, you know, it's not going to be given to us on a silver platter. That's really the main point that I want to get at tonight. Is we've got to find our own answers to our lives and where we fit into this life and where we make our own answers and write our own.
Right, absolutely. But so to me, in the Akashic Records, is these beings of light are here to support you. They can tell you about your soul purpose. They can explain to you about all the things that you've been in other lifetimes where you can kind of validate who you are. Like, I want to be a musician because I've been that in 30 other lifetimes and done a great job. Or, you
and
know,
I
maybe
was.
I'm a healer because that's.
And I'm somewhere different now because I got so far in that aspect, and it was time for me to make another choice in my life.
Mhm. Right, because we're so multifaceted again because we're ancient, right? So if you've had 700 lives, well, maybe 30 or 50 of them was a musician, and maybe 50 of them was as a communicator, as a speaker, as a teacher.
Now, I want to say this, and you know what I'm saying? I might be going off the record on this, but we talk about sexual partners. Do we carry, you know, when we're with a partner, do we carry all that excess baggage and then all that energy from there to one relationship to another? If that makes any sense, or if that's doing anything with you right now, just, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so. So, you know,
somebody says when you sleep with somebody, you're taking all their partner's negative energy into that.
you know, and I'm just fascinated just to wonder where that goes.
I don't believe that, Lauren. I think it's like anything. You can have really good energetic hygiene, just like you can have really good physical hygiene. So part of that is about, and I even teach this in my book, is about how to create good boundaries, how to clear other people's energy and junk out of your space so you're not schlepping all that stuff around with you for the rest of
that's
your life.
Right.
Because
that's right.
I don't believe your path. That's their path, is their stuff, right?
Yes. Yes,
so it's really about creating boundaries and knowing who you are and moving people out of your space. And honestly, I have Akashic Record prayers to help you do that.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Lisa, you are a blessing to me. You really are. And I appreciate you coming on tonight. It's just, you know, the thing about it is we can have a meeting, people talk about the, you know how I first learned to cost records was Edgar Casey. I got a book off Audible on Edgar Casey, you know, but that's what really opened up my mind about there's an unlimited mental database of all of us. It's very powerful if people is able to get. Somebody's been holding on for a long time. We'll get them on. Hey, man, do you have a question for Lisa? And I guess they don't. Usually it's just like two calls up on here, but I guess you're a popular gal to contact. You got the right answers. I love that. I really do.
On page 127, there's a prayer for clearing other people's energy out of your space.
Oh, really?
And that's a fabulous one, and the one after. Actually, all of those healing prayers, there's a whole chapter on healing prayers, 127, 130. You know, they're all really great. And that's what that's really about is what I call, you know, energetic hygiene. It's making our space clear and letting go of other people's cords and energy in our field so that we can know who we are, so we can align to our truth and our purpose.
Yes, ma'am. You know, you used to say it perfectly. And, you know, we're out of time tonight. But, Lisa, I want you to join me again sometime. I love everything you're about. I think a lot of our guests tonight has learned so much from you. And I just appreciate you for being able to share your information with us.
Thank you, Lauren. I appreciate you, too, and I'd love to come back sometime.
Believe me, you will be coming back. And,
terrific.
And listen, I want you to know that we might not ever have the future in store for us, but great friends and great people around us makes life worth living and makes us... There's good people out in this world because there's a lot of people that does bad stuff, but there's a lot of good people in this world. And I want everybody to open up their hearts to that, you know, and to understand what their main purpose in this world is and where we're going.
Absolutely. When we can walk through life with our eyes wide open, which is what the Akashic Master said to me years ago, when you teach people to access the Akashic Records, you help them to walk through life with their eyes wide open with divine guidance. And what could be better than that?
What can be better than that? I don't think there's anything that can be. Lisa.
I agree. Thank you
for being such a great guest. And I'll definitely bring you on again. And I've got your book right here, and I will give it a great get.
great interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you. And we'll never know what's next. On Trace Surrounding, Secret Universe.